This afternoon Lucy was peculiarly restive. As she might not go on the electric tram, she went to Alinari's shop. There, she bought a photograph of Botticelli's Birth of Venus, Giorgione's Tempesta, the Idolino, some of the Sistine frescoes and the Apoxiomenos were added to it. She felt a little calmer then, and bought Fra Angelico's Coronation, Giotto's Ascension of St. John, some Della Robbia babies, and some Guido Reni Madonnas. But though she spent nearly 7 lire, the gates of liberty seemed still unopened. The world, she thought, is certainly full of beautiful things, if only I could come across them. It was not surprising that Mrs. Honeychurch disapproved of music, declaring that it always left her daughter peevish, unpractical, and touchy. Nothing ever happens to me, she reflected, as she entered the Piazza Signoria and looked nonchalantly at its marvels, now fairly familiar to her. She fixed her eyes wistfully on the tower of the palace, which rose out of the lower darkness like a pillar of roughened gold. Its brightness mesmerized her, still dancing before her eyes when she bent them to the ground and started towards home. Then, something did happen. Two Italians by the loggia had been bickering about a debt.
Cinque lire! They had cried. Cinque lire!
They sparred at each other, and one of them was hit lightly upon the chest. He frowned. He bent towards Lucy with a look of interest, as if he had an important message for her. He opened his lips to deliver it, and a stream of red came out between them and trickled down his unshaven chin. That was all. A crowd rose out of the dusk. It hid this extraordinary man from her and bore him away to the fountain. Mr. George Emerson happened to be a few paces away, looking at her across the spot where the man had been. Even as she caught sight of him, he grew dim. The palace itself grew dim, swayed above her, fell onto her softly, slowly, noiselessly, and the sky fell with it.
Oh, what have I done? She murmured, and opened her eyes.
George Emerson still looked at her. She had complained of dullness, and lo, one man was stabbed, and another held her in his arms. They were sitting on some steps in the Uffizi Arcade. He must have carried her. He rose when she spoke, and began to dust his knees.
You fainted.
I'm very sorry.
How are you now?
Perfectly well.
And she began to nod and smile.
Then let us come home. There's no point in our stopping.
He held out his hand to pull her up. She pretended not to see it.
How very kind you have been. I might have hurt myself falling, but now I am well. I can go alone. Thank you.
His hand was still extended.
Oh, my photographs!
She exclaimed suddenly.
What photographs?
I bought some photographs at Alinari's. I must have dropped them out there in the square.
She looked at him cautiously.
Would you add to your kindness by fetching them?
As soon as he had turned his back, Lucy arose with the cunning of a maniac and stole down the arcade towards the Arno.
Miss Honeychurch?
She stopped with her hand on her heart.
You sit still. You aren't fit to go home alone.
Yes, I am. Thank you so very much.
No, you aren't. You'd go openly if you were.
But I had rather...
Then I don't fetch your photographs.
I had rather be alone.
He said imperiously.
The man is dead. The man is probably dead. Sit down till you are rested.
She was bewildered and obeyed him.
And don't move till I come back,